It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Steve Bailey today. And we're talking Cavaliers basketball with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers. These Cavalier updates with Tim are brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. You'll have to make sure you stay tuned to the end of the interview. We'll give you your cue to call today's Cavs mystery prize. Tim, a pleasure as always, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, two times in a week, Bull, that's always a good thing. And, of course, everybody knows how I feel about WEOL. So always fun to be with you.
Well, let's start out the way we usually do with Tim Alcorn for three. Let's get to your three major takeaways from Tuesday night's loss against the Boston Celtics.
Well, takeaway number one would be, again, Cavaliers competed. They gave themselves a chance. People are going to look at that 2-5 record and go, this team's really struggling. And as I was driving home Tuesday night, I thought, you know, they were right there again. They've got to learn how to win. I know John Beilein talked about that during his post-game press conference. So that'll happen. That'll come. I don't know if it's going to come within the next couple of months or by the end of the year, but these young kids, Colin Sexton, Darius Garland, Kevin Porter didn't play Tuesday night, but he's going to learn something. We know that from missing Tuesday night. But, no, they're going to learn how to win. And, man, but they give themselves a chance, and they give themselves a shot. And I think for this team right now, that's all you can ask for. I think takeaway number two, not necessarily with the Cavaliers, more with Boston, Gordon Hayward is all the way back. Tied his career high, 39 points. And I guess it's somewhat fitting that he did it on the floor where he had just that gruesome injury, and there's no need to, you know, go through all that. It was pretty gory. But and that's good for the NBA. It was bad for the Cavs on Tuesday night. But when you see a guy come back from just a horrific injury, that was good news. And I would think takeaway number three, as far as the Cavaliers are concerned, again, as Jim mentioned during the broadcast, the offense is going to flow through Kevin Love. We talk about the guards and the guard play, but in the end, Kevin Love has to have touches. And whether he's scoring or whether he's assisting, he has to have touches on the offensive end. And so that didn't happen at times. Now, you have to give Boston credit. They had Marcus Smart on Love, and they played tough defensively. But that's where the Cavs in that chess match, you got to find a way to counteract that. Because once Kevin got involved, then the offense started to click a little bit.
Piggybacking off of that, you know, watching that game on Tuesday night, it reminded me of something that you mentioned at the Cavaliers affiliate luncheon a few weeks back about how this team is going to battle, they're going to be exciting, but that's not always going to show up in wins and losses throughout the course of the season. Tim, I thought Tuesday night's game was a perfect example of that. They were playing a Celtics team that on paper, certainly a lot of NBA experts would tell you is a heck of a lot better, but the Cavaliers were with them, and they really hung with them throughout the entire contest, just fell a little bit short there in the final minute of the game.
And we've seen that pattern in the early part of the year, Bull. As I mentioned, they're 2-5, and yet you go back through the games, they got to within 5 of Orlando. They got to within 5 of Milwaukee. You know, the Boston game Tuesday night that you were at, so you had the countdown show on Tuesday. Kevin Love misses a 3-ball with a minute to go. That would have tied the game. So they're right there. It's exciting basketball. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch the young kids grow. And they are going to compete. And whether or not it will add up to X amount of wins, that remains to be seen. But you're right. You're dead on that. I think Tuesday night was a great example of that. And, boy, Brad Stevens, the Celtics coach after the ballgame, was effusive in his praise for the Cavaliers and what a good job John Beilein is doing, even though the sample size is small. And I think there was a quote where Brad said, about a month from now, somebody's going to say the Cavaliers are the most improved team in the NBA because they're just going to get better and better as they mature and certainly as they learn John Beilein's system.
And there certainly seems to be a lot of energy around this team. And that's not always something you see early in the year, but it's certainly evident with this club. And, Tim, I think another good example of that is you look at a guy like Brandon Knight. Now, he didn't play a whole lot early on in the year. As a matter of fact, I don't think he saw the floor at all the first 3 or 4 games of the season. But, you know, he's come off the bench at least the last couple of games. He's provided some pretty good minutes off the bench. You get the impression that maybe he's carved out a little bit more time in that rotation?
I think he's earned it with his as you said, past couple of games, I know we talked about this Tuesday night on the Countdown show. He wasn't seeing the floor, wasn't in the rotation, and then, of course, Dele was out for personal reasons for a couple of games, and John Beilein said Brandon Knight has been a pro. He hasn't complained. He's working hard, and so we're going to give him a shot. The debut against Indiana, that was a little rough, but he's bounced back with two solid games against Dallas and Boston on Tuesday night, and as they say, if you get out on the floor and you demonstrate that you belong there, you'll stay there. So I think John Beilein will find a way to get him some minutes. I think we talked about this last week, Bill. I think he likes that nine-man rotation. So for Brandon Knight to get playing time, now you're talking about a fourth guard. But he's earned it. So, you know, you can't keep a guy on the bench if he's productive when he's come in. Past couple of games, Brandon has been.
Again, we're talking with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers. This Cavs update is brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Kevin Porter Jr., out one game because of a suspension. He missed Tuesday night's game. That opened the door for Alphonso McKinney. He saw about 9 minutes of action in that game on Tuesday night. Tim, what were some of your general impressions of him?
Well, he's long. He's got some length to him, so that would certainly help on the defensive end. Offensively, from what I understand, he likes to hang around outside the arc. In fact, he wasn't in the game too long when he knocked down a corner three ball. So, again, he comes from a system in Golden State where he's used to winning. Steve Kerr had nothing but good things to say about McKinney. He got a lot of playing time last year when Durant was out. Again, this is a guy I think if John Beilein gets him in and he's productive, they'll find a way to get him more minutes. So, I liked what I saw on Tuesday night. Very small sample size, but I think he can be a contributor at some point.
And certainly that's a position where the Cavaliers could use at least a little bit more depth, and that leads me into my next topic here. Boy, I love what Love and Thompson have been able to provide throughout the course of the season. These guys are playing a lot of minutes, and when these guys are productive, this is clearly a very different team. The one thing that does concern you is durability, because in recent years, these guys have gotten banged up a little bit and they've missed a good chunk of time. I think you may agree that we would certainly love to see some more quality minutes off the bench. They're getting some of that at that position from Larry Nance Jr., but you see any other options out there for the Cavaliers to provide some quality minutes off the bench to spell Thompson and Love?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bull. You're right. Larry Nance has at least given them some productive minutes off the bench. Boy, those three threes on Tuesday night were huge. But I would say that's an area that Kobe Altman is looking at. They don't have a lot of depth at that position. And as you said, Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love, the last few years, they've had some injury issues. They're both getting up there as far as age is concerned. They're not old players. I don't mean it in that sense. But I think Kevin's in his 12th year and Tristan's in his 9th, if I rattled that off the top of my head correctly. So, yeah, you know, you're getting into, you know, this load management issue in the NBA. So, you know, we'll see it when the Cavs have their first back-to-back or, you know, 3-4 or something like that, how they'll respond. But you're right. On the front line, I think they could use a little more help, and that kind of goes back to Alphonso McKinney. I think that's what John Beilein was looking at on Tuesday night to say, you know, is this a young guy that can help us? Because right now it's been Larry Nance, and that's about it off the bench as far as that forward spot is concerned.
Not that these two guys are the same kind of player, but these are two guys that could certainly help out in the front court. Problem is, you know, we need to get these guys healthy again. Any update on when we may see the return or the returns of either John Henson or Ante Zizic?
Well, Henson, they originally said 2 to 4 weeks on that hamstring. So I don't know if we'll see him on this three-game Eastern trip. You know, I think he's at about 2.5 right now. So maybe, and again, I'm not the team doctor, so my word isn't official, but maybe when the Cavs get back home, which would be next Thursday or, you know, into Thanksgiving week, somewhere in there. Ante Zizic, I have not heard anything insofar as a planned return for him. I know that plantar fasciitis has been bothering him, and I think with him they had also said 2 to 4. So I think the one they're waiting on, Bull, not to just add another name, I think they're anxious to see what the third number one draft pick Dylan Windler will offer when he's ready to go. And I would think he's pretty close. Now, again, he's going to need some time to just get into game shape and get up and down the floor, and John Beilein working him into rotations. But, hey, he was a third number one draft pick. We've talked about Garland. We've talked about Porter. We've yet to see Windler, and I know they really like him.
I think we're all anxious to see him, because the last time we saw Windler do something was in the summer league, and he shot the ball very well. So I think we're really excited to see what he brings to the table. But you're right, he is certainly going to need some time. Well, you alluded to this a few moments ago, a three-game road trip for the Cavaliers, Washington, New York, and Philly. What kinds of things should we be looking for on this road trip for the Cavaliers?
Well, we'll start with tomorrow night. Washington, they're struggling. They're 2-5, same record as the Cavaliers. So the Cavs still looking for that first road win. Friday night might be one. You go into Washington, it's a Wizards team that actually played last night, so they're not going back-to-back, but they played Wednesday night, so the Cavs will have one more day of rest and preparation. But that might be one that the Cavaliers could steal on the road. Now, Bradley Beal is a terrific player, so he's going to be a tough matchup. They now have Isaiah Thomas. So, I mean, they've got some players, but I think that's one the Cavaliers could get. Sunday night, we go to New York. We take on the Knicks. Again, another team that's struggling. So you open up the road swing with two teams that perhaps, at least on paper, and you look at it, you go, those are winnable games on the road. So we'll see how it plays out. Of course, Madison Square Garden has always been tough for the Cavaliers. But those two, I think you can look at and say, you know, maybe we can get a win. Now, Tuesday night in Philly, that's going to be a big challenge. And nobody can sugarcoat that. Philly's considered one of the premier teams in the NBA, certainly in the Eastern Conference. So that's going to be a real big challenge. But, you know, as we've talked about with the various coaches during the pregame show, Bulls, I think they use those type of games as barometer games. Not that you don't go out and try to win them, but you use those as barometer games just to see where you're at.
Sure, and I think it's safe to say, too, that after what we witnessed on Tuesday against the Celtics, look, the Cavaliers, I think, if nothing else, proved to themselves they can hang with anybody. And sure, that's just one game, but Tim, I'd like to think that that game on Tuesday night gives them a certain amount of confidence moving forward when they play teams like Philly. They're not just going to walk in there, look at what's on paper, and say, well, there's no chance of this game. I think they proved to themselves they certainly have a shot against teams as good as Philly and as good as Boston.
Absolutely. And I think that's a reflection of John Beilein, where his attitude is, we're not going to back down and we're not going to not compete against anybody. And as you referred earlier, Bull, it may not add up to a win, but if we go down, we're going down swinging. And so I think they have a little bit of confidence with that. And as Kevin Love mentioned after the game on Tuesday night, the guys just have to learn how to win. I mean, we've heard that. You've heard that at the high school level and at the college level. You learn how to win at each level, and you have to learn how to win at the NBA level. And Kevin referenced that. So this team will learn, they will grow, but they will always compete. They will get after it, and I think that makes it fun to watch.
Let's close out with something that's not basketball-related, my friend. On Sunday, I know that it pains you that you won't be here to be a part of the Bills Mafia jumping off the top of RVs and going through tables or whatever you crazy Bills fans do on a week-to-week basis, but your Buffalo Bills are in town to take on the Cleveland Browns. Your Bills are 6-2 on the year. Now, as I understand it, you'll be in the Big Apple on Sunday when this game's going on, correct?
Well, yes, I'll be in the Big Apple. By the way, the Buffalo Bills are the only team in the state of New York. Keep that in mind. You know, those Giants and Jets, they call themselves New York. They play across the river. They play in New Jersey. So the Buffalo Bills are the only team that actually play in the state of New York. But, yeah, it's good. Believe me, I'll be, it's a 1 o'clock game, so we tip off at 7 on Sunday, so I'll be watching it somewhere. I don't know where, but I'll find somewhere to watch that game. I had so many ticket offers before the Cavaliers position came along, so I was supposed to be down at the stadium on Sunday, but hey, listen, it's going to be a lot of fun. The Bills defense is playing very, very well. Devin Singletary, the rookie running back, has been terrific. Josh Allen, talk about this on the basketball side, still learning, still maturing. But they are very high on Josh Allen. So, hey, Buffalo's 6-2. I think the Browns have their hands full.
They definitely do, my friend. No doubt about that. Well, as always, we appreciate the time. Safe travels on this 3-game trip, and we will do this again next week, my friend.
Awesome. Always enjoy it, Bull. And, hey, enjoy some great high school football playoff action this weekend. Believe me, I'll be on the WEOL mobile app, and I'll be checking some things online. I want to see how all the Lorain County and Medina County teams are doing. So have a great weekend on the high school football side.
Will do, Tim. Thank you very much. Again, that's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, let's open up those phone lines. 440-322-0930. That's the number to call. Thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we are giving away a mystery Cleveland Cavaliers prize. To find out what it is and to win, call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. Let's get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Steve and I will come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.